to talk more about Telltale. You know, sad, I think there's a lot more to add. Maybe it's good eye for the time being to go on. But as I said, we'll go back to those topics. So the Gemara says, "Ein me'us and ein me'no, l'fishen me'muchan, t'on rabbanon, mosher shem shabener, v'shevet ka'ara, aser v'rishimon, matir." So machlokas by Moshe Shem Shabener, the Mishnah, which says it's aser, it's a little bit of Yudah. But Rishimon will be matir. Why is it that it's aser? Why would it be mutter? Take a look at the Ran over here, a chaf on the base. It's also to be mistopic b'menu. Does that mean it's also betoto? Do we say that agav, since you can't be mistopic b'menu b'mela, it's also betoto? It's an important question. Maybe we'll get back to that. We don't have that in our Gersa. Mishum dekeven diskatsai levein hashmashos. Machmas ezer. Sharei, amistabek min ha-shemen shebuner chayev mishum mechadev. It is a paraphrase diantif. So the reason is as follows. When the candle is lit, it's aser to take the oil off, to siphon oil off, that would be mechaber. And therefore, since it's aser mishum mechaber, that's what we call muksamachmas iser, so memela, it remains aser. It's got tzaynami l'kuliyoma, avilachash kava. Rishim and Matu, the last lay afilu muksamachmas iser. Lema bay migu diskatzai, lebay nashmash diskatzai l'kuliyoma. So, Rabbi Shimon obviously agrees that when the candle is lit, you can't take off the oil. That's also Mishum Mechaber. The question is, what happens when the candle goes out? Rabbi Yehuda says that since when the candle was lit, you couldn't take it out, so therefore it's Muksa Machmas Iser, and we say Migu Diskatzai, Lebein Hashmas Diskatzai L'Kuliyoma, and Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. Ron then tells us how to be paskin. The lokayim alon kishimim uksmach masiser kumoshkas v'alfasi b'samach. The Gemara at the very end of the Masechta tells us that though we generally paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon for muksamach masiser. And therefore, here we're dealing with the question of muksamach masiser. And therefore, when we would paskin that the Moser Hashem Hashem Ner is Aser because of Moksa Machmas Iser. Now, as we noted before, it might be Aser also because of Basis, which is an issue we'll return to shortly, not today, but when we get to the Gemara about Basis. So that's what we call Moksa Machmas Iser, and that's the way we pass it. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda from Moksa Machmas Iser. The Mishnah says, And what that means, basically, it sounds like what the Ran is saying, and we're going to elaborate on this in a minute, right? We don't hold up the Nibu Diskatsaya. That's where they're debating. Do we say Nibu Diskatsaya? Shimon doesn't hold the Nibu Diskatsaya, so as soon as the candle goes out, it's Matur. While the candle's lit, it's Aser. The oil in the candle because of the Isser Kiboy. The oil outside of the candle, Tosa said, because it looks like a mitzvah. But once it goes out, he doesn't hold the meat of the Skatsai, and therefore it will be mutter. Mishnah says, Etatla ner chadash abo ner yashan, etana kama holds of mixamach masmios, yushimino makar ol ner, etatla mchutzman aner, hadolik b'shabas. So he doesn't hold the principle of mixamach masmios. this case, we paskin like Reb Shimon. We don't accept Moksan Machmas Bios. A discussion, I think, again, we're not going to have today, but it's worth keeping in mind, is what's the nature of the heter of Moksan Machmas Bios? Is it that it's not Moks at all? Milos is not giving it a shame haktsar. No, that if you want to use it, then it's not Moks. Pashtus is there's no Moks at all for Milos. There's a Rambam that maybe there's a deal that the Rambam's only matir it if it says something that you need. In other words, you demuxify it. Maybe it wouldn't be Moksa L'Tzof Makono. That's again not an issue for now, but a ha'arat to keep in mind. So the Gemara continues. My time, Tanu Rabbanan, Tavlon, Echadosh, Avlon, Yashan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Neiros Metatlin, Chutz Min Aner, Shedlik Ubal, B'Shabbes. Why? He holds of Migu Diskatzai by Moksa Machmas Isser, but doesn't hold of Moksa Machmas Bios. So here's a very big chiddush, a very surprising chiddush within the world of Reb Shimon, that even though he's mahati or most Hashem's ner, that's for a ner, which is something, a lamp that has a small amount of oil and you expect to go out. What we call Yoshevu Mitzapeh. Yoshevu Mitzapeh. Hashem can koskar of shashes. A yahrzeit candle. There's no Yoshevu Mitzapeh. You anticipate that he's burning the whole time. And therefore, it is aser, even according to Egyptian. Now, we have to understand, first of all, a very basic Balabatish question, and then we'll get into more fundamental questions. Which is, it's very strange because there's no Yoshe Mitzapeh on the oil, even by Nair, right? I expect, I have a 3-hour candle, right? So I expect all the oil to be used up. So I understand why there would be Yoshe Mitzapeh on the Nair, on the receptacle, on the lamp. I expect the fuel to burn out and I could use my lamp. So if I want to take a drink from my Nair, fine. I'm Yoshe Mitzapeh. But there's no Yoshim Tzap on the oil.
It goes out.
Yeah, but did I expect it to go out?
You hoped for it to go out.
I did. I want my Shabbos. I bought these Shabbos candles, 3-hour Shabbos candles. I could have bought the 2-hour Shabbos candles. I bought the 3-hour Shabbos candles. They cost more money. I want 3 hours of candlelight.
No, but he's thinking that Tosfos by the Tosfos that sounds like. As opposed to the Ner Hanukkah, which I wish they would go to completion.
It's very fancy. So you're saying to me, we're going to get to that Tosfos. It's a very good Ha'ara. Figure out what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is explaining why by Ner Hanukkah it's Aser even after the mitzvah is done. Alt Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. I'm saying a different point. I'm saying, Rebbe, forget Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. I'm saying a much more basic point. Why is Koskar Veshashas Aser? Why is it Aser? Because there's no Yoshevu Mitzapeh. I anticipate, what do I anticipate? The oil to burn throughout Shabbos. Good. So, and if it burns out early, after 5 hours it goes out, what's the halacha? Aser. Why? No Yoshevu Mitzapeh. What did I anticipate? I didn't anticipate having access to this oil. Correct? So it's Aser. So the same thing with the Nair. Did I anticipate having access to this oil? Absolutely not. Right. So, and Rashi sort of highlights the point, except it doesn't answer why. Take a look at Rashi. He says, Chutz min aner dolek b'Shabbos, bochu dolek aser, shemichah v'aner. So that's an issue. I don't think we're going to focus on that too much, because l'chayra is a couple of issues. First of all, l'maskana asar b'maya, this isn't true. You're allowed to move the candle on Shabbos going to Reb Shimon. It's the chashash kibui because it's darshin miskaving. Maybe Rashi's saying like the havanin of the Gemara on daf memhe. It's an interesting question. It's also according to Rashi's theory It's not clear why Shemen and Metaftif would be Asher. In other words, there's no Chashash Kibui over there. Tahara, we'll leave that for now. Anyway, Ashash is Kos Gadol Shaschuches. Well, Aziz Mikoma Fil Kava Ner, come on Fresh Taima. Menesh Kava, the Kavan, the Kava Holich. Kava Holich is also a big issue. Again, look at the Rishonim, we discussed this, why he says this is something to talk about, but not for now. Lo Machai, Sumi Shem Chava. Kava in Lo Kava Lo. So I'll just skip to really the Rashi Bezuta, which is what we're already explaining. Didaite Alei, Miba Odiom. So Shechal Hashem and Me'aner. Vishtamish B'ner, Lashay Chava. So I totally understand that when it comes to the Ner, there's Yoshev Metzapeh, versus the Kos, where there's no Yoshev Metzapeh. But with respect to the oil, they're equally not Yoshev Metzapeh. That's the question.
Maybe it's very light and burns down as oil left.
It's a pretty big gimta. And again, Rashi, to me, sounds not that way. Rashi's emphasizing it. So, the Rishonim give an interesting answer. This is in the Ramban, the Chidush Eran, the Ritva, the Rashba, and they say that the oil is actually agav, the receptacle, which is interesting. In other words, since I anticipate using the receptacle, so I'm not makzadaiti from the oil, it's nigra acharav, whereas when it comes to the Kos Karashashis, since I have no expectation to be able to use the receptacle, and makta not just the receptacle, but even the oil as well. So that's, I guess, again, a more technical point, which we'll see maybe is relevant on a more fundamental level as well. One way or the other, though, our Gemara tells us that Reb Shimon's Boda by Ner Shekava, that it's mutter, but not Kos Kaga Shashas. Now, what's the reason why Rabbi Shimon is Moda by Kos Karga Shashas? What's the reason? And here I think we could say, imagine two possibilities, and then we'll look at what the Rishonim say. So one possibility is that, and I would actually think probably intuitively, this is what I would answer, that Rabbi Shimon sometimes agrees to Migu Diskatsai. Even though we saw before that Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Migu Diskatsai, Baharaya by Ner Shekava Tzmutter, but some type of Migu Diskatsai, he does hold it by Kos Karga Shashas. That's one way to understand it. And obviously we'd have to be Magdir when and when, but basically when there's no Yosheva Metzapeh, so then he's Modeh to Migu Diskatsai. The reason why this is Aser now is because Bein HaShmashas was Aser. The second possibility is no, Rabbi Shimon totally rejects Migu Diskatsai. That concept is a concept he doesn't hold up. We're certainly not in this Migu Diskatsai in the world of Muksa Machmas Iser. Maybe Muksa Machmas Mitzvah is different, but at least in the world, in Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, you know, again, question to consider, which we'll come back again and again, is Muksa Machmas Mitzvah really its own parsha, or to what degree does it relate? Shaykh even b'chol. But, so you might agree by Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, but in the world of Muksa Machmas Iser, he doesn't hold the Mitzvah at all. And the reason why over here it's Aser is because there's this Dachinu B'yadayim. Because by or Haktza Midas, both, there's a super Haktza. There's a super Haktza. Now, the Ritva, a couple of places in our Sugya, takes a clear stand on this. I'll read you a little bit of one, and he repeats this idea a couple of times. Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Ner Metatlu, and Chutz Min HaNer Dalek B'Shabbos, Perish Bochu Dalek, Parishna Taime Le Kamon, Mishum Davi Le Bas to Lever Aser. Kava Mutter Le Tatalo. The last Leila Reb Shimon Migu b'Moktza Machma Sisser. Avo Koskar Gashash is Loya Zinim Mimikomam Kishakavim. Vafir Reb Shimon Ukimna b'Samoch. The love Mishum Migu Ella the cave on Shem Gedolim Ruyim Nahadla Kol Shabbos Asach Ladaite Minayhu L'Kula Yoma. So he's telling us quite explicitly that one side of our chakir is correct. Don't tell me the pshat is that Rabbi Shimon agrees to migu sometimes. No, it has nothing to do with migu. Rather, it has to do with haktzam, your maktzet, your asach daite minei, your maktzet. And that's the point. When Rabbi Shimon is moded by Koskar Shashis, it's because your maktzet. There's a Rashi in Be'ah that I think in the Daf Chavav on the base that will help us understand this a little bit. Rashi Diva Maschel the Idol of Achzu Ben Mashmash Shvade Asurim Ben Kan Achanami Ba'od Yom Umadis Le Muksa Ben Achanami Ba'od Yom Ba'i Kedichsiv Yom Hashishi Echinu Es Asher Yavi. Says Rashi, that Mandis Le Muksa, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda, requires Hachana. Mandis Le Muksa doesn't require Hachana. So what's Aser? He doesn't require Hachana, instead he requires, he says it's Aser if there's Hakta. In other words, if we were to try to understand on its most basic level what is the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the dispute is as follows, according to Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda requires hachana, and therefore anything that isn't muchan is aser. And that's the idea of migu diskatzai. That, or that might be the idea. We'll have to see if what I'm saying is true. But that's one way to understand the idea of migu diskatzai. That there was no hachana. It wasn't muchan bein hashmashos. So, iskatzai l'kul yoma. Since this lacked hachana, it's aser. Aye, it's usable now, it's perfectly good now, it doesn't matter. It's not, wasn't muchan. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, leslei hachana. He doesn't have this requirement of hachana. So, what does he have? He has this concept that it's aser, if you're asach da'ite mine, if you're hektam midas, if you're the light. And that's a lashon that we see in a number of places in Rashi. Here we saw it in Ritva, and other. So what are we saying about the Gemara then? Saying that according to Shimon, anytime you have Yoshev and Mitzap, it's mutter. And we're saying because there's no Hakzah, but we could still try to refine this a little better. We could try to refine this a little better. And in a sense, we've answered this question, but let's spell it out a little more. What's the pshat in Rabbi Shimon? Does Rabbi Shimon really require Yoshev and Mitzap? In other words, is the pshat that anything that's not Yoshev and Mitzapeh is Aser? Or no? Mishnah doesn't actually require Yoshev and Mitzapeh. As long as you're not Maktzeh, Dachinu B'Yadayim, and the like, then it's Mutter. Does Rabbi Shimon, to put it a little differently, does Rabbi Shimon require Yoshev Mitzapeh? So, again, in the context of the argument, we'd say it like this. Is the pshat that Ner is mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's Yoshev Mitzapeh? Or is the pshat that Ner is mutter because you weren't Dachinu? You weren't Maktzeh, right? Koskav HaShashis really has two aspects. It's both Dachinu B'Yadayim and Lo Chazi. We'll see a little later. The Ritva points out the following. There's two official cases of Moda Rebbe Shimon's. There's a lot of places Reb Shimon is one of them, but there's two places that the Gemara uses that lashon. Motiv Reb Shimon, Motiv Shimon by Grogus and Tzimukim, and Motiv Reb Shimon because Karvashashas. And why do we need these two? And it's not just Motiv Reb Shimon. It's less like Reb Shimon Muksa Ella, Grogus and Tzimukim, and because Karvashashas. So first, it's a little strange. Like less like Ella did this, and less like that. So the Ritz doesn't know that actually these are two categories. Less lay Reb Shimon by Muksa Machmas Isser, except for Koskar Bashashis, and less lay Reb Shimon Muksa by things that are like Otsar or the like, that are Lochazi, except for Grogos Vitzimuk. But leaving that sort of technicality aside, what do these two things have? They both have the following common denominator. Number one is dachinu biyadayim. In the case of grogos v'tzimukim, by putting my grapes up on the roof. And in the case of kos v'kar v'ashashis, by lighting it. Right. So they both have dachinu biyadayim. And they're lochazi. Right? In the case of grogos v'tzimukim, because the grapes turn disgusting. And in the case of benishmashos, they were disgusting. In the case of koskar v'ashashis, it's because it's machmas, the iser gibor, the like, it's lochazi. Anyhow, so...
Maybe that lochazi is a little different.
It is different. That's where they're two, that's the ritva saying, they're sort of two categories of motive of shimmons.
But they have both a type of lochazi and...
Yeah. Now, also you'd say, but Nair is also has these two factors, right? Slochazi and what? Dachinu biyadayim. By lighting it, I was dachinu biyadayim. But the answer is no, it's now shavu matata. In other words, he holds of these two factors alone aren't enough. If you have these two factors, but you're yoshavu matata, it's still mutter. And he only holds up. Now, that's what we're saying. But the question is, do I really need Yoshev Umetzapa always, or not? Now, again, we'll talk about this later, but this might be the same question of, does Rebbe Shimon not hold it in his Katzai or not? Now, let me...
Is Rebbe suggesting that it's possible Yoshev Umetzapa is relevant outside of Mingus Katzai?
Well, I'll give you an example. Yes. So there's a Balamor in Veya. It says like this. This is on the Chav Dalet on the base. This is talking about an animal. Right? Are animals Hasser? So the Gemara says, "V'adam Rav Papa Hilchos Lagayish Evi Dor Yisrael Emiyesh Ba'oso Min B'Mechuber Tzaser." Pirsha Rav Shlomo. Rashi says, "Why?" In other words, why is it that here it's not talking about animals; it's talking about the food that was mechuber. So a guy brings a gift to a Jew, and we want to know: was this food in the ground, attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos or Yom Tov or not? If it was, it's muks according to Reb Shimon. Oh, why is it muks according to Reb Shimon? Why is it muks according to Reb Shimon? So Rashi says, "Dekir grogos v'tzimukin dami, demasech daite mine." Rashi's lesson is a little even stronger. "V'chein kol mechubel lekarka suchi daite mine." Says the Balamor, "V'lo haya tzarech l'chol zeh, ki barahu demod Reb Shimon b'chol muksa." Machmas Isser, Shendaito Alav, Kigon Koskar Vashashis. Says Rab Alamor, from our Gemara, you see against Rashi. Rashi tells me that in order to be Muksa according to Rabbi Shimon, what do you need? Asuchi Asich Daite Mine. But I'll prove to you it's wrong. What's my proof? course, we've got our shashis. Is the proof. So what's the Baal Amor? So he sees this as a machlokas, but he's saying basically that any time you don't have Yoshev Mitzape, it's Asar Koy Nushim. Now that's how's he understanding our Gemara? Perhaps not like that mitzvah we just saw. Right? He's understanding our Gemara as, or the Chiddush of Reb Shimon in our Gemara is much more restrictive. For it to be usher according to Rabbi Shimon, it's usher according to Rabbi Shimon anytime it's not Yoshev Mitzapa. To be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, you need Yoshev Mitzapa, and there it's Yoshev Mitzapa, therefore it's mutter. Right? And anything that isn't Yoshev Mitzapa, it's usher. So, do you have Yoshev Mitzapa for things that are planted in the ground? No. So they're mukhsa according to Rabbi Shimon, not because asuche asach da'ite mine. But rather, because there's no Yoshev Mitzapa. That's the difference that he thinks he's arguing with Rashi. Right? What's the difference? One is Haktzah. That's the way Rashi says it. You're Maktzah. Rashi even says it's the Chinu B'Yadayim, from the fact that you're not harvesting it. Right? But Rashi's saying you need the way, let's say, the way he's presenting Rashi. According to Rashi, in order to be muksa, according to Reb Shimon, you need to be asuchiyah sachdaite mine, you need to be maktza. According to Baal Amor, no. Anytime you are not yoshivu mitzape, it's asur. What would a nafka mina be?
Okay.
So one nafka mina would be, just in a moment, will be, let's say, meat, animal that dies. You're not Yoshe, a healthy animal. Pashup shot is, you're not Yoshe Mumitzaka. But, at the same time, it's not obvious that you were Asuchi Asaf Da'ite Mine. Now, who disagrees with this Baal Amor, at least explicitly? The Rashba. The Rashba says no. He understands Rav Shimon is much more Mako. Only if the Chinu B'Yadayim. Only if the Chinu B'Yadayim that Rabbi Shimon is machmir. You don't really need, it's not the pshat that Rabbi Shimon's motive to mukshef, it's not Yoshev Mitzapa. No. Shimon is machmir by Koskar Rashashis. Why? Because it's the Chinu B'Yadayim. Now, what's the reason? Our Gemara says Rabbi Shimon's motive by Koskar Rashashis. Why? Says the Rashba, the Chinu B'Yadayim. Plus, Enu Yoshev Mitzapah. Says the Baal Amor, simply, Enu Yoshev Mitzapah. That's enough. What's Nafgamina? So again, the Nafgamina will actually be many things. It will be a Behemah Bria that dies. No Yoshev Mitzapah, but not the Chinu B'Yadayim, Rashba's Meiko. It's the way the Shulchan Aruch passes. It's in Shin Chaf Dalet Sezai. That's this question. Behema, Shinis Nav or Mishamas. Well, we're going to get back to Rashi. That's like the Baal Amor's understanding of Rashi, in a sense. But it's we'll get back to that point because we'll see that you don't have to read Rashi that way. That's the view of the Rashban. That's the Pesach of Muhammad. And there are other examples where you see this discussed in Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch. A sukkah bria that was nafal. Shalom b'chag, so you don't have to talk about issues in mitzvah, nachlas mitzvah. Things like that. Right? You don't have Yoshev Mitzapah. There's no expectation to ever have access to product eggs. But there was no Dechen B'Yadayim either. What's the halacha? And the question hinges, as we see, on how to understand the Rabbi Shimon's restriction of Koskar Vashashas. Now, The truth is that there are going to be middle shitos that aren't so clear. Let's take Rashi, for example.
This is all outside of... This is Machlokas Shem Rashba Lamar is outside of Midas Hatzoyim Mishmashos.
Well, no. I mean, I know what outside is. The Behemash and his Navla was... is if you hold that it's mutter, it's because we don't say Midas Hatzoyim.
Meaning, is this just the machlokas to whether or not he holds a midas katzoyim and mishmashos?
No.
This is a machlokas of... I mean, you could say it is. This is a machlokas of when does he hold midas katzoyim. That he holds a midas katzoyim if it's dachinu biyadayim, or he holds a midas katzoyim if it's not yoshev and mitzacha. But you don't have to say it that way, so that's why I'm not saying it that way.
But, meaning the machlokas is... It doesn't have anything to do with being a shmashos per se. It's just about something which you weren't actively rejecting, whether or not that's...
But when is a shmashos? It's the critical time that we're interested in. What was I... How did I look at this animal, this healthy animal, at the beginning of it?
But I mean, but that's not... I mean, the Ritva, for example, doesn't think that Tos Kav Rosh Hashanah has anything to do with Banish Moshos.
Correct. He holds its Atz Dachinu B'Yadayim, not Atz Midas Katzayim.
But you're still needing to do Chag B'Yadayim before Banish Moshos.
Yes.
Right. Banish Moshos is not an irrelevant time, it's just not Midas Katzayim.
It's not the Lashon of Midas Katzayim is incorrect. It's not the Pshat that whatever it was, it stays. Pshat is... that since you're a Maxa B'Yadayim, call me Neshmasho, so Mimela doesn't become Mutter. It remains also our Shabbos. Now, what do I mean by middle opinions? So, to give some examples, we said before that according to the Baal HaMor, and this is, I think, the Beis Yosef's understanding as well, Simchin Yud, Rashi is sort of like the Rashba, right? Which is why he has to say that when the fruits are in the ground, it's Dachinu B'Yadayim. Right? Whereas the Tosfos Yeshanim on our page puts Rashi in the camp of the Baal HaMor. Take a look at the Tosfos Yeshanim. I don't want to, we're not yet up to this Tosfos, but it says like this, right? For Rashba Mefaresh, Dafilu Mai, the Salva Daitach, Asi Ahidachu and Shapir. This is the same Rashi we're talking about. He's putting Rashi much more similar to the Baal HaMor. So Rashi isn't so clear, maybe. Another example of sort of
I don't understand why is he making Rashi like the Baal HaMor?
Because what's he say? Let's read it together. Rashi Mefarsh. Da'afil l'may d'zak da'itach asri ha'hi t'chulun shapir. Let's look at Tosfos and then let's see what he's commenting on. Right? So it's in the Divra Maschil, the Divra Amatir Asim. Masik, if you want to tell us, Asher Meir. Achanami Amrinan, Parakama de Chulin, Adka Moshe Meir, Ella de Mevasha, to Roy Loch, about the Shochet law. In other words, Shochet is Asher according to Meir, but Mutter according to Shem. No. Maybe Reb Shimon is moda by a animal that a behema bria. Why, in other words, so therefore it's aser according to Rabbi Shimon, like the Baal HaMor. Why? Because you need Yoshev Umitzape to be mutter, right? It's only mutter if it's Yoshev Umitzape. And he says, like Rashi says, Rashi says that the reason why Mechubar is Kedrogos Vitzimukim is because you don't have Yoshev Umitzape, because you're Eno Ma'al Aliba.
That Rashi says that the fact that you didn't in the Lo Laktinu,
right, in other words, there's no right, but he's saying well, the point is, and this is what's so ambiguous about this Rashi, I think, is that Lo Laktinu isn't really classical Laktinu B'Yadai. Classical Laktinu B'Yadayim is, like you said, you know, your Makta B'Yadayim. You put it on the roof. You light the Koskar Vashashis. This is a passive Laktinu B'Yadayim. And the question is, how do you look at it? So the Baal HaMor is reading Rashi is saying, look, Rashi saying, you need Hakta B'Yadayim. And he's telling you this Chiddush that, oh, passive Laktinu B'Yadayim is Laktinu B'Yadayim. And therefore, Rashi's in the Rashba camp. And the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying, no. Tosfos Yeshanim is saying, actually, Rashi's in the Baal HaMor camp. This isn't, it's a semantics saying, when Rashi says, it's Aktinu B'Yadayim, what he's basically saying is, anytime you're not Yoshev Umitzapeh, it's Aser. You don't actually need Yoshev. You don't actually need Dachinu B'Yadayim. No. You don't need that. You just need not Yoshev U'Mitzapeh. And therefore, since Eino Ma'ala Libo Shishchetena, so that is called that Dachinu B'Yadayim, but what essentially is that is the same thing as what? Eino Yoshev U'Mitzapeh. In other words, the way Tosfos Yeshanim is reading Rashi is any time it's not Yoshev U'Mitzapeh, it's Aser. Right? Now, you could call that Dachinu B'Yadayim, fine. But that's not the Rashba, that's Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor wouldn't like those words. But effectively, it's the same thing. It's saying, anytime you're not Yoshev Mitzapeh, Aser Kor Yoshev Shemin. Lo Laktinu, you're not Yoshev Mitzapeh, right? You can call that Dachinu B'Yadayim if you want, but that's not Dachinu B'Yadayim, right? And he's disagreeing with Tosfos. So that's what I meant to say, that the Tosfos Yeshanim is understanding Rashi really almost the same. Again, semantics may be different, but I think conceptually the same as the Baal HaMor. Another sort of middle shita could be Tosos and Chulin. Tosos and Chulin is matir, the Behema Bria, so in that sense it's like the Rashba. But he tells you that's because, well, maybe it's going to be Shechted, Shechershot B'Katan will come along, then Shecht this animal with a Gadol Omin Al-Gabav, so it's a Kasher Shechita on Shabbos, and then you'd have access to the meat, right? In other words, he's learning not like the Rashba. You need Yoshev Umitzapeh. But anything that's the most far-fetched, crazy, cockamamie case in the world that you could come up with is good enough. So in halacha, he's learning that the case of the behema bria isn't muksa, but he's not using the Rashba's lamdas of saying it's mutter since there's no dachinu b'yadayim. He's saying, no, you just... In Lomdus, he's agreeing to the Baal Mori, he's Yoshev Mitzapeh, just that anything is Yoshev Mitzapeh.
When Rabbi Meir says, Nir Shev Likibu B'Shabbos, that means it was lit on Shabbos.
No. No? I mean, it was lit, not what did we lit on Shabbos.
Meaning someone violated an Isra.
No, 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 no. This is Muxamach Masisir. Rabbi Meir holds Muxamach Masisir like Rabbi Yehuda. Muxamach Masisir is like Rabbi Shimon.
I would have understood Muxamach Masisir means you violated an Isra.
No, Muxamach, that's why we looked at the round. Muxamach Masisir means that it would be an Isra to be Mechabet. In other words, there would be an Isra to be Mestapik from the Shaman Shabaner. So that creates Haktah that lasts.
And that's what Hidalik Bob Shabbos means? It kind of sounds like you lit it on Shabbos.
Yeah, I hear. The mayor, oh, they're called Nerish Matal, I'm flexing on Nerish Hidalik Bob Shabbos. Yeah, probably it's because it's coming to contrast. First of all, Yesh Gorsin Ba'osa Shabbos, it's a little better. But it's coming to contrast from Shimon, which is Chutz Min Ner Hadalah for Shabbos. So to maybe to show the contrast, it uses that Lashon.
Yeah.
Out of context, it's ambiguous, and maybe sounds like what you're saying, but in context. Okay. Now, I think... Now, as we were saying before, these two points might, the first point that we said and the second point that we said might be Tali Zemzeh, though that maybe requires more evidence. And again, if you take a look in Siman Shin Chav Dal Tzav Zayin, you'll see this is a big machlokas in Rishonim. The Gura notes, even though the Mechaber follows the Rashba Lahakel, that there are a lot of Rishonim that are machmir, so he's more hesitant, and Ayin Sham for more details. Now let's turn to a Tosfos Dibur Masel Shebener. Shebener Shekar also Reb Shimon Matir. Bachar Shabbos Mutter Afil Reb Yehuda. Bachar Nami Tan Lechaman Gabino Yisuka. After the stopping mehan, Ad Motzei Yom Tov Ha'acharon, Avobaser Hachi Shari. The Kashalari, the Maishtim near Chanukah, the Tanya. Now this is Bryce that doesn't appear in Shas, as it notes on the side. It's a Shiltos and other sources, but it was an accepted source. Kaval El Rishon, Mosif Alav Lal Sheni. So what do you say? After Hanukkah is over, am I allowed to use my oil for a salad? No, it's aser. Oselo madura. So what's the difference? Romery. Diner Hanukkah ikaro lav la nasa. El lefersume nisa, mishum chavivusa denes, ena mitzvah pesheichabe, el makza legamre lemitzvah. Sounds like what he's saying is that a person has the ability to create a super haktzah lemitzvah. The haktzah lemitzvah for ner for Shabbos candles is not a super haktzah lemitzvah. Why? Tosus emphasizes here because it's much lehanos minen. Aval ner Shabbos la naaso ba. So Yosha mitzapes shichabe lekach mutter. And Sukkah also it's not aser ba. No. Tosus Harash says this a little. Maybe it's the same as Tosfos. Maybe not. A little more strongly. Yeshamar, demala asu b'ner Chanukah l'fi she'enu mitzapeh klal shi'chaga el rotsa shi'idla kaner kulo v'shiro chavivos haner yosem mitoskar v'shash yishtasem afal b'shem mitzapeh b'shabes mitzapeh hu shishishayer achar Shabbos. On one hand, it's a little more like Tosfos at the end, mitzapeh hu shishayer achar Shabbos. But he also says mala asu b'ner Chanukah. Maybe that's unclear. It sounds like a special takana for ner Chanukah. The Ran goes even further. Maybe again, like the Tosfos Rosh, certainly not like Tosfos, that it's kaktish, right? You know, in certain areas, we treat Neros, Ner Shaman of Chanukah as hektish. We talked about this in your day this year a little bit. And therefore, because of that, it remains Aser even afterwards. Now,
is that really any meaning? It's clear that that's not just like some kind of comparison. It's not.
The Haktzah is more like that of Hekdesh, which is something that lasts even beyond the mitzvah.
I mean, why can't it just be what Tosfos is saying? He's also saying that it's also that it lasts beyond the.
It could be. It could be. And Tosfos is unclear, but from Tosfos it sounds like it's a more organic part. In other words, this is in the world of Haktzah, and this is like a super Haktzah. Yeah, then why are you mocked it so much? Because of the Chavivas.
Yeah.
But the love of Neros Chanukah, Chavivahi. Right? But it's in the world, regular world of Haktzah. It's just that here there's super duper Haktzah, which outlasts even the mitzvah. We're late, so maybe I won't read it inside immediately. But the Rishonim over here deal with a very important question. And that is whether Tanai works. Whether a Tanai works. What does a Tanai working mean? So, do we say that if I am Masne, that after this goes out, I'll be able to move it, or the like, that that works? So take a look at the Ritva over here. Ramban deals with it more extensively earlier. Benerin advarim dechol heichader shasrinan bener shekama yishem diskatzayu bener shmashos lo mehani beitina demasni aleni vodo. Sounds like from our Gemara. The Gemara sounds like when it's usher. It's usher. There's no limitations in that restriction. It doesn't sound like there's anything to do with that. But one second, elsewhere we say Tanai does work. Now, there's also an issue here. We're not going to get into it now. Is it Tanai works only by Noye Sukkah, like he's quoting, or even by Sukkah? Tanai works because over there, the Haktza'ah is because of a chalos kedusha, is what he says. By putting these sukkah decorations on the wall, and being makdish them in a certain degree, not tekdish, but there's a chalos kedusha. Well, I'm the bailam on that kedusha, and so I can determine the parameters of that kedusha. Therefore, the Tanai works. So I could say, yeah, I want to be able to take down the sukkah decoration and that Tanai works.
There's no on the chayfetz.
Well, the Isser is, it's on the chayfetz, but the Isser on the chayfetz is Kedusha on the chayfetz.
I mean, he's the Baal of the chayfetz.
On the Baalim of the chayfetz, and therefore on the Baalim of the Kedusha. Kilu, again, it's a mushel, it's not exactly like Hektish, but you know, by putting it on the wall of my sukkah, it's like I'm being makdish it. So if I want to put it on my wall of my sukkah without being makdish it, I could do that. Aval b'moktza machmas iser. He says no yisukka in his question, right?
Right after.
But then he's make afterwards.
Okay.
Aval b'moktza machmas iser. Al karche. What will be it? Al moktza machmas iser. Al karche chayal isue alai benish mashus. Now, when we're dealing with moktza machmas iser, our subject, you're not the bailam. You're not the one saying making this moktza. And therefore, it's chal karcho, so Tanai doesn't know. Then Tomer Vafi, the Gadi said, "Gufa, Amru Kaman, Kriyasa Shem, Hisna La Kol Fitzno, Ahula inim kishenafu limawe. Yeah. In other words, when it comes to the sukkah atzmo, with respect to the muksa machmas mitzvah shivo, so then you could control that as well, and therefore be mutter kol moed. But on Yom Tov, Tanai would work. And that's, Tosa says that as well. Aval yesh me rabosai, this is a number of Rishonim, it says in the footnote, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra'ad, the Shittah, the Ran, and that's the way the Mechaber paskins. The Rama disagrees, the Rama paskins are Tosfos, the Gra tries to say that the Mechaber knew how many, sorry, the Bir Halacha tries to say, the Mechaber knew how many Rishonim were Machmir, and he wouldn't be Machmir. That's obviously speculative. Aval im yesh, aval yesh me rabosai omrim. Sort of interesting, it says yesh me rabosai, it's always written in the omrim. I didn't like this opinion, so it says yesh me rabosai. Ki b'chol muksa machmas isam hani beit tenai, aval the muksa machmas miyos enot tenai. Isam panim tzaz b'yushalmi. B'yushalmi that the Ramban quotes it sounds as well. So tenai does work. So we have a debate whether tenai works or doesn't work. What is this Taluyan? So you get the impression from the Ritva that their basic question is Muksa coming because of Midaita, or is Muksa coming Bal Karcha? And how do you look at Muksa? Clearly, when it comes to Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, so then you're the boss, and therefore tonight works. But what about Muksa Machmas Isser? How do you look at it? Is it similar, in other words, the Isser is stemming from my Hatzah of sorts, and therefore maybe tonight works, I'm the Bailim, or not, it's coming Bal Karchi, like he says. Now, what's interesting is that if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, in Reish Ayin Tes, Yud Aleph, so again, the Mechaber says in Hisna, the Erev Shabbos, Hakol Fitzanos. So the Mishabur says, first of all, that's only by Ner, wouldn't be true by Koskar Vashashis. Now that's explicitly against the Ramban. The Ramban over here says, Tanai works even by Ner. The Mishabur isn't coming from the Ramban, it's coming from the Magen Avram. So the Mishnah Berurah / Magen Avram's version of the Mekel opinion, the Mechaber opinion, is actually more Machmir than the Ramban himself. In other words, to what degree do you even have this bias? Do you even have the bias for something like Koskar or Shashis? That's one issue that's important over here. Then the Mishabura writes, we'll just finish the Ramah. So Ramah says that we assume Lamahani tonight, but you want to know what? Still Amir al-Nachri will be mutter. Meaning to say that I could tell a guy to take the candles off the table. That's the common place where this comes out. Right? A lot of times women want to light the Shabbos candles on the table. It looks beautiful. It's a great idea. The problem is you also want to change the tablecloth or clear the table or the like. It's not convenient to have them on the table. So, according to Mechaber, it's very easy. You make it tonight. Now, it's not actually so easy. There's a couple of issues. One is many lachter might actually be muksa machsam kiss, in which case it's not going to help. Now, this might depend on the question of whether you hold, first of all, are lachter klish machtel iser or klish machtel heter. According to Tosfos on Ardaf, the next thing we would get up to, we had Rashi and Tosfos, they treated it as klish machtel iser. There's a Ramban later on who says it's a klish machtel heter, because all they're doing is holding. Receptacle isn't doing Isser. Klish Machtel Isser, does that mean it's associated with Isser or it does Isser? That's Machlokas. So, and if you say it's Klish Machtel Heter, then there's a further debate whether you could have Muks Machtel Kiss for Klish Machtel Heter or not. Is Moshe's Machmir? Well, we'll get there. But at least potentially you could use it tonight to take it off from Mechaber. According to Ramah, you can't, but you could ask a guy. For that, you could rely on the Ramban. Now, then around the Mishnah verse is something very interesting. Let's back to our Ramban from yesterday. can't get too far from that. I guess we'll stop with this, a very interesting point. So he says, Vim Hamid Ashashis al Shulchan Vidaitu Shiblokol Yom, like a Yartzeh candle, the Kavan Zelo Shaychlom Arimi Habek Ilu Hisna, Avshir Dazal Tatal Aydei Gadi. In other words, if we're going to allow for Amir Lenachri because of the Mechaber Shita, and the Mechaber is Machmir for a Yartzeh candle, so then Amir Lenachri won't work. Banu Dafka Kadesh Ali Gadi. That would be basically to permit what? Moksa mechama letzel. Uva makomo shari al yidei eno yehudi b'chol gadna. So, but if you want to go ahead and tzach uva makomo, let's say you want to set the table for Shabbos lunch and these candlesticks are in your way, so then it's certainly mutter to ask the guy to do it. But why? I don't understand. You can't do any lanachri, right? Answer is, the Mishnah Berurah says, because of our Givaldik Magen Avraham from yesterday. What did Magen Avraham say? Magen Avraham said you could do tiltol minatzad letzach davar mutter even nishtam shas b'moksa. So that means that if I wanted to move the candles, letzach gufa, let's say, letzach mekoma, so I could do it, right? Tiltol minatzad. That's considered tzach davar mutter because it's tzach Shabbos. Tzach Shabbos and tzach davar mutter. So therefore, like by moving the table.
Oh, okay.
So memeila, since these could be moved beheter, I could have a guy do it, right? Because there's a principle in Amir al-Nachri that any time the guy could do it, any time it could be done beheter, then I could ask the guy to do it, even if the guy is going to do a pisser.
You need to move the table though.
So it's true, but it's possible to get these candles out of this room.
No. Off the table.
Oh, so this is very interesting. So first of all, you see a very seemingly an expansive understanding of this rule. But maybe it could be mutter, even letzach makomo, like the Taz, you can take a knife and slide these off the table. Right?
Maybe tilt the table. Maybe.
Tilt the table, demure, okay, maybe. Now, if that's true, so then you have a different shayla. So now listen. So then, it should even be mutter mechama letzel, right? What did the Mishnah say? I can't ask the guy to do mechama letzel. Right? Why not? Because that can't be done beheter. I'll do tilt b'gufo. Remember yesterday? Tilt b'gufo. Ha! I could, right? And that's even mutter if it's mechama letzel, right? You don't need tzach Shabbos for that. So what's the pshat? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says an amazing part. This brings back all our pshat from yesterday. So we did get back to it. He says that there's a fundamental difference between the heter of tiltu begufo versus tiltu minatzal tzach davar hamutter. Tiltu minatzal tzach davar hamutter is tiltu. It's tiltu that's mutter. Like we said, the tzach Shabbos they were matir tiltu ki agav. Tiltul begufo is not tiltul. So therefore, this vart that we were saying that if a Jew could do it, you could ask the guy to do it, even if the Jew could only do it in limited circumstances. So a Jew could do tiltul muksa letzarch gufo makomo, dahinu letzarch Shabbos, so you could ask a guy to do it. But a Jew can't do tiltul muksa shelo letzarch Shabbos. He could do tiltul b'gufa, but that's not tiltul. So Mimele, he can't ask a guy to do it. That's what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. There might be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. But that's what this Mishnah Berurah is telling us, which is fascinating on so many levels. But it really brings back to that lumdus, right? He's under the lumdus that we said yesterday, the difference in the two tables. Even if we accept the Rosh, and we accept the Magen Avraham, they're two different things, very different, right? And that's seen in the fact that one of the tiltul minatzad is tiltul muksa, that's mutter. So that's why you need tzach Shabbos. Tiltul begufo, that's not tiltul muksa. It's lo shnei tiltul. And therefore, it doesn't help to give you that migu to allow for a mir l'nach. And that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, as understood by Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. That will stop for today. And...